Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, March 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A random incident or more persecution? A mission agency discusses a staff member shooting in Bangladesh. Clean water and the hope of the gospel move outreach forward in Togo. And good news opens doors for a Congo ministry. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Bangladesh, where an IN Network staff member was robbed and critically wounded outside a bank recently. IN Network's Rodi Rodahever says their team believes the incident was isolated, but admits there is reason for concern.
There are violent episodes against workers. It's happening more frequently. But we want to be very careful with this because we don't want to see terrorism under every bush or persecution under every bush.
Rodahever says as tensions rise and believers begin to feel the pressure, they need prayer support from the body of Christ.
Pray for our people in these overseas settings, that they will be reminded of the sovereignty of God and that God is in control, that they will become more determined to show the love of Christ to their neighbors, to their coworkers, to the people that they are there to share the gospel with.
Meanwhile, Christians around the world are thanking God for answered prayer in connection with a Chinese house church member. Deborah Xu was arrested January 25th in Nanyang, Henan Province. Paul, with Asia Harvest, says they just received word that Xu has been released from prison and is now under house arrest. It's unclear how long she'll be under house arrest. As the unregistered house church movement grows, many believe more arrests could be made. You're listening to Mission Network News. As much of Togo's population is without access to clean, safe drinking water, Living Water International is doing something to help. Living Water's Jerry Wiles just returned from Togo, where he participated in a pastor's conference. Wiles says 12 denominations are working together for Vision 2010.
It's a strategy to take the gospel to every home and plant a church in every village where there's not already one in the whole country of Togo by the year 2010. Now, what they want to do is add a clean water component to that to provide clean water along with the gospel.
Many of Togo's 6 million people still practice voodoo and animistic rituals, so Wiles says the need to reach them is great. He needs your help.
We need lots of prayer, and we invite those who would like to be involved, hands-on, making mission trips and in other ways to volunteer, as well as the financial resources.
Elsewhere, post-war Congo is creating hardship for agencies evangelizing new people groups. Tribes fleeing unrest can be disruptive to the traditional approaches. Hope Builders International's Johan Hos says their team saw a recent breakthrough in the rainforest, but he says to reach this people group, it first had to be found.
The Babongo people have receded way into the forest. That's why it took us 7 days to walk in to get to the chief's village.
Host says as a result of that first outreach, there is not only a church, but a missions vision.
We're getting ourselves geared up to return to the Congo in September, and by then the first leaders will have started their training. We're getting the material there to get the buildings built by then, and the two training centers that will form the heart of the work to go out into an area.
And Operation Blessing completed a major humanitarian project in Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso is faced with a severe lack of clean and fresh water supplies. Operation Blessing combined their Hope Works and Living Waters programs for this project. The team designed a garden project that would use the water from the well and also provide jobs and food. By alleviating human need and suffering in this area, teams demonstrate God's love and are able to share their faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.